This is the Authentic Persuasion Show. I have that all the time where salespeople are like, your script doesn't make sense. I don't need to do it. I'm already doing okay. I don't need to change, right? And then at some point hits a point where either I require them to, or they realize, wait a second, that is more successful, right? I'm going to stop resisting it. I'm going to do it. But that's this dating the strategy part. The key is helping everyone understand that you're married to the vision. We're still going here. We're still going this direction with the company, with our customers, with where we want to go and how we get there, what we're using. Those are all strategies, and strategies are going to change. But if we do change a strategy, if we change a script, a process, bring in a new phone system, get a different CRM, it is because we feel it's best for the company. It's best for the business, maybe best for the customers. Not easy, not ideal for everyone. Short term, long term, it will be better. Just remember, company, if this is for employees, if you work at a company, the company's goal is to make money and make more than it spends, short term and long term. And so if they're asking you to do something or change something or try something different, the reason why is because they feel it's going to help them succeed on that mission of making more than it spends and as a part of the vision. So instead of resisting it, and I'm just like, this is just my plea from everything I've seen, instead of resisting whatever management is asking, ask questions, understand why. If your managers aren't good at it, ask probing questions to find out why they want this change. Be weary of managers who say, just do this and I don't need to tell you why. Just roll this out. It doesn't matter why we're doing it. That might be a red flag. That might be a problem about why, indicating that something isn't right behind the scenes. Most healthy leadership organizations are run in such a way where they say, here's this new strategy. Here's this new tool. Here's this thing that we're changing. Here's why. Here's why we've done this. Here's why we think this is important. And then move forward. You on your side, once you understand that why, and you know it's still part of the vision, right? Married to the vision, still moving that forward, embrace that change, trust it, go through it. Again, even if that doesn't work, the company will come back and then make a change. So that's a huge part from your side. Now, from a management leadership side, remember, marry the vision, date the strategy, and set the right expectation with your team. Whenever you adjust something, tie it back to the vision. Make sure the team understands we're still going this way, but we need to change this thing, right? We still want to achieve this as our vision or mission, but we've got to make an update here. Same thing goes with your leadership team, because a lot of times what happens is executive leadership, owners, people towards the top, they're thinking, all right, the team is going to have to change this. And they forget to make sure that the management director level leadership is on board as well. So you want to make sure that you're always getting them enrolled in the process. And the best way to enroll somebody into something, into a change, into something different is, again, being married to the vision, dating the strategy. Now, here's what's interesting. And I wrote about this in Selling with Authentic Persuasion. And in my first book that came out a few years ago, I actually have a chapter called Selling is Leadership. Now, why do I bring that up? Because what's interesting is if we look at this concept of marrying the vision and dating the strategy, this is also a part of good leadership of an organization, but good leadership in general, which is how you should be leading your prospects. So for you all listening or watching this, and you're in sales roles, selling roles, or direct management roles of salespeople, keep in mind that a really professional, in my opinion, salesperson, a sales professional is helping someone and persuading someone as a leader. They see a vision for that prospect. Right. So let's imagine that prospect has a problem with their marketing for their company. Okay. The salesperson, the sales organization, they, as a sales professional, they say, I have a solution for that. I can see the vision as your guide, not the hero, as the guide. I can see what that vision looks like. I see where you could be at with your marketing. I have the software to help you overcome that challenge you have now. I can see the better future for you, right? Like, I know where that vision is. This is what we help companies do. Then what happens is we've got to date the strategy. As a sales professional, then you help that prospect understand the vision, get married to the vision of where you want to go, which is the steps that I train and taught in the sessions around the authentic persuasion pathway. And what I teach to companies now when I come in and work with their teams is those five steps, which take you through the process of essentially doing the same thing, which is getting them to understand the vision, understand the future, you as their guide, helping get them married to that vision. Once they're married to that vision of what it looks like, of what that future could be, then the rest of it's strategy. Then the rest of it's easy. The sales conversation is strategy. The implementation is strategy. The tools, all of that stuff is part of the strategy. And that is the key. A lot of people in sales focus on how do I say this? How do I close this deal? How can I use this? How can I use NLP? How do I trick them into this? How do I do like, and even when they become customers, like they're not doing what I need them to do. The problem is that you and or they are dating the vision or dating the vision and or married to strategies, which is like, I'm just going to be married to this one thing. And then if change happens, people are so stuck and they can't handle change. Think about it in any relationships that you've been in, where you're in a relationship and then maybe a big event occurs, right? A job loss, relocation, move to another city, move to another state. One person loses a job. The other person needs to go back to work. This person's out of work. What do those look like? If you're too married to strategies, then those feel like the end of the world. Those feel like deal breakers. And it feels like something that you can't do because you're married to a strategy, right? Instead of being married to the vision and dating the strategies, right? If you as a couple or relationship or a family have this vision of where you want to be, where you live, where you work, who's working, that those are strategies, right? And obviously you only adjust those as needed and only when it fits into the vision. But again, it's flexible. When you're in sales, it's the same thing. How do you get them to get married to the vision of what that future looks like, of them being in a better place, either out of pain or achieving something better? And then how do you use the strategies to get them there along the way? And what's interesting is when you do that, whether you're leading a company or you're leading your prospect, like I wrote in Selling with Authentic Persuasion, the key is it becomes so much easier. Then I'm not convincing. Then I'm not manipulating. I'm not bribing. I'm not twisting arms. I'm not tricking people. I'm literally persuading people about the vision and keeping them moving forward. The same challenges that you might have faced in the past as a leader of salespeople, where you're trying to roll something out and people won't do it. And you're like, all right, we're going to offer up this bonus or spiff for everyone who uses the new CRM, right? Now you're bribing them and that's a form of manipulation, right? You can reward them as a treat. That's fine. But to get compliance, to pay for compliance, that's different, right? Versus making sure people understand, here's the vision, here's where we're going, and then here's the strategy. That is the same thing that works exceptionally well in a sales role when you're dealing with your prospect. They're looking for a leader. They're looking for a guide. They're looking for wisdom. And when you can do that, you get them married to that future. And then the rest of it is strategy. How we overcome this, how we find the money for this, how we deal with a spouse or an uncle or a boss in getting an approval. That's all strategy. We know where we're going. We got the vision. We know what we want to accomplish. The rest of it is literally strategy and things for us to overcome, things for us to push through, things for us to figure out. And so that's the interesting thing. And if you want a really amazing example of this as an organization, just like top line headline example, if you're familiar with Zappos, so Zappos is online started out with shoes. I don't know what they do now, but I know they do shoes. And then they were bought by Amazon for just a ton of money. But Zappos, started by Tony Hsieh, who passed away a few years ago, he started this in Northern California, near where I used to live, north of San Francisco. So he started it there. Right. And one of the things was he was so focused on company culture and empowering everybody to just do what it took to help customers be happy, right? Help them succeed as customers and want to come back, want to tell their friends. And almost a blank check to customer service representatives to take care of issues. Free overnight shipping, free replacements, like literally up to a certain budget of $1,000, $2,000 they could spend to fix a problem, even if it wasn't the company's problem, but just to make sure that person was happy. Employees loved it. Company culture was so great. And here's the part, right? This is where I'm going with this part of marrying the vision and dating the strategy. At one point in the business, Tony Hsieh, the company said, this is really expensive to be in California. People are having a hard time paying for housing. This is an expensive place to be. We're paying a ton in taxes to California. California is a terrible state for running a business in because there's so much in taxes. He said, you know what? We're moving to Nevada. We're moving to Henderson, Nevada, which is basically Las Vegas. We're going to move there. We're going to move the whole operation. If anyone wants to come with us. You can have a much lower cost of living, much better lifestyle there. Come move with us. And I don't know the exact numbers, but I think he had like 1,000 employees at the time. And I think like 80, 85% of the people agreed and moved. Think about it for yourself. If you're running an organization, what is it like when you just want to roll out a script or a new phone system or a new HR policy? Right? What is that like? Have you ever tried rolling out a dress code and making it more formal in the office, like stepping it up a level? Like the mutiny that happens in those situations can be so painful to deal with. Now imagine you moved your company from a state where a lot of people think is the best place to be to another state in the desert, and most of your people go with you, right? That is a great example at that top line of married to the vision. Here's what we want to do. Here's who we are as an organization, dating the strategy. Strategy, we're going to move. Here's what's going to be for you all. Here's what's going to mean for us. We can then grow. We can do this. This is a strategy decision. This is still who we are. We're still married to this vision. So that's a good one. I think it's Pursuing Happiness. So Tony Hsieh wrote a book. It's a great book about the move. It's also the company, the culture, what he created, why he created it, and how he fostered that. So that is a great example. Check that one out. So again, main thing from this, make sure you're leading an organization, you're leading your prospective customers forward, and you're wanting to move people towards something. Marry the vision and date the strategy.